Okay, we're recording now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
I just turned on the recording thing, and I'm going to press star 5 to mute everybody, and then, Marlene, you'll have to press star 6 to get back on, and I'll let you go ahead and start. So here I go. Okay, Marlene, you can press star 6.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, so you can hear me okay now?
Yes, I can hear you fine. So
okay.
You can go ahead. I think we're ready for you, so go ahead, Marlene.
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Marlene, and we would like you to be aware that those of you attending this class, that we would love to meet you, know more about you, and know where you are from. So if you'd like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated in regards to New Age subjects. And if you'd like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, their offers and services, and the updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or our snail mail list. And you'll hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer, or just stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. So we have a Heart Share team. And our active team members are Barbara, Cindy, Donna Kors, Lenora, Sharon, Donna Dregan, Dwyn, and myself, Marlene. And we present this class, and we are available to answer questions and find out the answers and pray with you and encourage you. So if any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Kors, Barbara Gabbert, or any of the team members. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. And you may express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor them and you. So we are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, and then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. So the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. And we work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. And the Heart Center's mission is this. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. So we have a wonderful class tonight, and I'd like to ask Barb, one of our beloved team members, to give us an introduction to this angel, Servatus. Barb, are you there? Barb, if you're there, hit star 6.
If Barbara doesn't come on, I'll go ahead and give the little introduction to Servatus.
Okay.
Because I think she's a little late. She may be a little late tonight. I know they're still getting set up in their new location. Okay. Servatus is also known as the overseer or the chief of the healing angels. He oversees the legions of healing angels who minister to mankind under Mother Mary and Raphael, the blessed archangel and the archangel of the fifth ray, and he also serves with Ray of Light, another angel, and his legions of fearlessness flame angels. He has spoken of his mission a number of times. He said, I come by dispensation of the Lords of Karma, who many years ago said to Mary and Raphael, my beloved, we will allow Servatus to come forth only when a certain number among mankind have set themselves apart and set themselves to the task of the community of the Holy Spirit. For only in the sacrifices necessitated by community can the wholeness of the flame be brought forth. Therefore, when mankind show the love and a certain few who represent mankind come forth to show the way of that healing, then we can allow Servatus to speak to the keepers of the flame or the keepers of the lightning, the light bearers. And then he says, I come then in an unprecedented moment of Earth's history when there has never been a greater need for healing, even though it might seem that in the West as well as the East, many developments in science and in medicine have taken place. Yet I tell you, the condition of the physical bodies, the emotions, and the minds of the people is far, far from the center of Christ's reality. So I will leave you with that on Servatus until you get to hear him speak in our class tonight. So you can go ahead, Marlene.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Donna.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the Master's desire to encourage you and to help you to feel comfortable with them. And you do not have to feel like you must be perfect to be friends with the Masters. They want to be friends, and they are here to serve you. So I suggest that you have a pen and a paper, and that you can, if you can use a landline phone or a cell phone with a speaker, if possible. And they only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around, to take notes, and meditate with us. So we will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, and we have muted you. And you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to ask a question during our class. So speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you'll be muted again. So this is really important to block out the noise and the interference. And we ask you to be fairly brief if you have a question or a comment, so we can finish the class on time. So at this time, I'd like to ask if Donna Dreagan is on the phone, if you can do star 6 and give us any announcements. Are you there, Donna?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Prayer focused, CS38 for August and September 2014. By the grace of God, we stand in the golden light of mighty victory as we radiate our appreciation and greatest love to the sponsors of the Heart Center Movement, El Moria, Divine Director, Mother Mary, Omram, Lanello, Claire DeLee, Jesus, and Paul the Venetian, grateful for the sacred alchemies of the new blue and violet waves. We speak from the deep silence within to bring to manifest reality our perfect vision that the pure land, God's kingdom come, is indeed here upon earth. We live in gracious harmony with our Mother Nature as we embrace and employ the principles of permaculture. We grow and share our own live organic food. Our innate gifts of healing develop beautifully as we actively use them to restore wholeness in ourselves, our families, and in all life. The golden rule is followed everywhere on earth. It is the most perfect reflected through individuals and families and in the heart-centered education that children and youth receive. Our heart-centered spiritual community is thriving and growing. New groups are forming all over the world as more and more heart friends come together for meditation, prayer, and singing, and fellowship, and fun. Our beloved Elohim Hercules Encyclopedia overshine and protect the ongoing creative work and maintenance, as well as the security and inner workings of our Heart Center website. There is a steadily growing Heart Center Talk Radio listening audience. Miraculous and magical manifestations of the mind of God appear through David's choices of riveting topics and with exciting lineups of guest interviews. We see an increasing participation in the Heart Center offerings as our mindful, conscious communications lead to warm, loving, personal relationships with our friends of light who are drawn to us through our radio program. Our events are planned well in advance to provide maximum opportunity for self-realized light bearers of all ages to integrate with our joy-filled community. Resourceful Heart Friends are collaborating to assemble our victorious 2014 pilgrimage to Canada and autumn equinox sacred journey with St. Germain to the southeastern Canada, September 14th through 22, and with a one-day seminar in Montreal on September the 14th, St. Germain on meditation. The gifted staff of Mary University grows and diversifies as we continue to demonstrate excellence and relevance in spiritual education. Our dependable, easy-to-use online platform for delivery of courses fits all of our goals. Many of our previous courses are reopened now, and our ongoing and upcoming classes continue to inspire, enlighten, and empower an ever-increasing number of conscious students. Meru 1402, Masters Speak. The next one will be September the 24th with El Moria. MU 1407A, Heliosophy, Sun with the Golden Crystal Age on August 31 and September 7th with Ralph Ratz from South Africa. You can still register for this class by tomorrow, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And the next two Heart Share teleclasses, September the 25th and October the 30th, both will be with Hercules and with David. We'll find out about Hercules and what he recently said that he did with the 10,000 entities and demons during the next September class. St. Germain Advanced Alchemy book goes on the front burner as El Moria's Advanced Studies of the Human Aura book continues to sell thousands of copies. Afra's Great Tomy book continues to sell thousands of copies. Afra's and victoriously completed and printed through the dedicated soulful ones who are called to deliver his gift to humanity. With Micah, Angel of Unity, our International Heart Center Council embodies and spreads the sacred flames of brotherhood and sisterhood across the whole wide world. The next broadcast is going to be September the 27th. And the next book for our Monday night book study on conference call, 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, will be September the 8th with the new book, Philosopher's Stone, by our Heart Center sponsor, Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff. This book is offered in our Heart Center store. Just go to the Heart Center store, and you can click on the picture of the book, Philosopher's Stone, on the right side of the website, and then read more about the book and also about how to contact, how to get into the class. And so every Tuesday also from 7 p.m. until 9 Eastern Daylight Time, we have a service for the economy of America and the world. This last half hour of the service, we read a chapter from El Moria's Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, and then the audience is invited to call in and comment on what they've heard. And the phone number to call in on will be on the broadcast page during the service. Always only victory. Always only victory. Always only victory. Thank you, and amen.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Donna Dregan. And is there any other HeartShare team member on the phone that would like to give an invocation? If so, just hit star 6. Okay, it sounds like I'll have to do this invocation myself. I think I can handle it. Okay, so, Om Mani Padme Hum, in the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Cells of all light bearers throughout cosmos, we call to beloved Angel Servatus that you be with us this evening and that we may feel your healing flow of the emerald ray going through our chakras and in through our heart center, that we may have a complete and full understanding of your mission and how you are assisting us in our daily lives. We thank you for your presence in the name I am that I am, and in the fullness of your cosmic joy, we accept this prayer manifest here and now with full love, wisdom, and power. Amen. Okay, so we're going to do a breathing meditation. It's also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. So consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which we'll just do one time tonight, and which you can do with the phone in one hand. So what you should be doing is closing your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, you look up toward that place in the center of your heart, your forehead between your eyebrows. And that is the location of your third eye chakra. So you're going to see your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Now, Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is a female gender, thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. So now follow me as I say a mantra and I give you the instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. And each statement is to the count of 8. And if you want to do this in a different way, that's great. So we'll begin. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Okay. So you can also say, I breathe in my solar presence, or you can say, I am resting in my presence. So whatever feels easier for you when you want to give these statements to do the exercise. Okay, so tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter, or it was sent to you by email. So you are muted, and so you will only hear me say the prayer, but you can please repeat the prayer with me one time. And this is the prayer with Archangel Michael. So, together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me, and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life onto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and the light essential for the healing of the earth. Amen. Okay, so we will next do a song that is also a prayer. It is called O Holy Dove. And if you have a songbook, it's number 93. So we will sing it as a prayer, as a devotional with Angel Servatus and his healing angels who are with us tonight, helping and guiding our class. So Donna, are you there to play the song?
Yes, I'll play the song, and if any of you have the snail mail letter or if you got the email that has the song on it, you can join us. It's called O Holy Dove, and I think you probably got the email with the song all written out either yesterday or today. So here we go.
Transfiguration we need.
Okay, we are about to start our class, the remaining part of our class, with beloved Chief of the Healing Angels, Servatus, who has quite an astounding message to give us tonight. So hang in there with me for a minute while I get this art stream that he gave in June. It's very, very powerful, something that everybody needs to hear. I will just say real quickly before we get into this that any of you who would like to hear the morning broadcast, the songs and the prayers and David Lewis and the Masters, if you would like to hear it through your speaker phone and you have any questions about how to do this, just give me a call or call Barbara or call any of the HeartShare members that you heard mentioned tonight. You can call me at 903-885-2495 if you're having any difficulty. The extension is usually 101 right now. If that doesn't work, you can try 100 or 8218. However, right now, the extension every morning is 101, and you can hear the whole broadcast and carry your speakerphone around the house with you as you do whatever you need to do in the morning. So I just did want to make sure you knew that because these broadcasts are powerful and you learn a lot of stuff and you hear a lot of good messages from the Masters and from the Angels. So here we go.
Beloved ladies and gentlemen of the flame of eternal truth, I am come this day to invest within the earth a radiance and a ray of divine light. Born on behalf of the people of God everywhere. And I send these rays as vital living energy fields into the arena of your lives and the lives of those who are awakening to higher truth in this hour. For the new manifest reality of the Aquarian way to emerge now everywhere upon earth. I am Servatus, and normally, blessed ones, you think of me as the captain of the legions of healing, and so I am. Yet I choose this day to send a ray of healing as a light of living truth. Because I aver that God is real where you are, I affirm that God, as the great I Am presence and the eternal spark of life within your heart, is the way, the truth, and the life for you to focus upon, to meditate with, to feel, and then to allow to be invested in so many creative ways for the flame of wholeness and healing to be bestowed upon and within the earth. My legions now surround planet Earth because of your consecration and dedication to the cause of living truth through all that you have done to aver that truth in so many ways in this and past incarnations. And in this hour, there is an acceleration of a cosmic aspect of truth that is dawning upon Earth, where the awakening process of many souls is accelerating.
Okay, we want to talk briefly about what this awakening process of these many souls is all about. And so I did a lot of investigation on this, what kind of people and what kind of situations are causing many souls' awakening process. And I found a few things that I think are very interesting. Number one, have any of you watched the Long Island Medium on TLC? It's a story of a devout Catholic housewife and a mother who was born with and finally accepted a particular intuitive gift, which she is careful to thank the Holy Spirit for, And she now goes all over Long Island and the United States reassuring people about their deceased loved ones from whom she is constantly visited. We have watched her, and I don't watch her regularly, but you can watch her from time to time if you're interested, or you can refer her to people that might be benefited. This is not something that I'm particularly benefited from because I already know what she shares. But we have watched her deal with her two teenagers, her dogs, her husband in a most normal family situation, and we have watched her communicate with those who have passed over, as she calls it, and astound their remaining earthly relatives with comforting revelations from those that passed over. And there were many people who were suffering tremendously emotionally because of guilt when certain members of their family deceased. Another area is near-death experience books, or NDE books. And these are books in which people have died and then returned to their bodies after they were pronounced dead, with the sheets pulled over their faces. I have about 8 of them, and the reason I collect these is because I find that they are a great help to people who are trying to find something to put their faith in and to find out what actually is going on in heaven. And this opens the way for them to begin to give their life to the Lord. It's just amazing what I see happen when people read these books. And these books, I found out by going checking with Amazon.com, are extremely popular, and they are coming out more and more and more as more people have these experiences, and they are startling more and more people. One interesting thing is some of the people that are writing these books are people that were atheists and agnostics, and they had no frame for any faith at all. And I could talk to you about that, but I'm starting a near-death experience book study group on September 3rd that I would appreciate prayer for. One of the things also that people disclose that write these books are that there is no hellfire and brimstone, and that the soul lives on. The soul is not destroyed in hell. So contact me or any of our team if you would like to know more about these books. Then the last thing I want to share is the children who are now returning to earth, reincarnated, who remember their most recent experience on earth. I just happened, and I really don't watch TV all that much, but one night I did turn it on. I was trying to find the weather channel, and I happened to come upon a true story about 3 American children who were having strong visual recollections of their recent past lives, much to the concern of their parents who did not believe in reincarnation. One child explained how he had died in a plane crash while being in combat with the Germans during World War II. He told his previous name. He told the name of, he described the plane and he drew it. And he told the aircraft carrier name that the plane had left from, and it all checked out. He was only 3. Another young child explained how she died during 9/11, and all of her facts checked out. And a third child explained how she died during the Oklahoma bombing. And all of these facts and figures checked out on these children, and the parents were all brought up very sharply to the fact of reincarnation. And, of course, they're sharing it, writing stories, people are talking. These things are coming out in a way that have never come out before that I was aware of, at least. And there's much more that I could go into if we had time. But we'll go on for now.
The opening of their hearts, their minds, their vision center is facilitated by thousands, blessed ones, of my angels in this hour. It is as if the scales of darkness, the scales of blindness, are now being removed from their vision, that they awaken to the eternal light of their God presence, and that this new awareness is emerging for one and for all who choose to be a part of the solution to the problems of life upon earth in this hour. Have you chosen to be part of the solution, dearest one? I think yes, because you are already investing your energies daily and divine works, and invoking the sacred word of God, and in attempting through all means possible within your free will experience to blend your being with the Divine One. There is now, through this action, also the exposure of that which no longer serves mankind through the media, through the exposition of what is offered to the people, through what we consider the unreality of that which unfortunately has been promulgated through radio, television, movies, and now the internet and social media networks. Dearest ones, much of what is available for you to read, to view, to listen to is not of the highest order and originating from the sublime and divine realms of the etheric plane of heaven and of God's city of light. Therefore, we reveal that all of this that has emerged within your world is nothing more than a scheme and a dark schematic that can be collapsed by the ray of truth, by the ray of divine reality, if some among mankind putting their hand to the plow and their foot to the pedal would accelerate this process by divine intercession, by making that call and invoking dispensations that we bring, Blessed One.
Okay, we'll stop for just a minute here and go over what things are being exposed now and how they are being collapsed. First of all, I recently saw a fantastic interview of a man who played in, I think it's the movie God Is Not Dead. And there are more and more movies coming out that are determined to preach this very fact, that heaven is real and that God is not dead. And this actor that they interviewed told all of these movies that were coming out because these are the greatest money makers. Everyone is flocking to these movies to find out that God is not dead and that heaven is real. And he was telling about, you know, of course they have some challenges with those people who are still in the movie industry determined to pull our population down, especially the teenagers. But it's not working. They're not getting the money. They're not able to get back what they put into it. And, of course, you all know what's being exposed and being collapsed now through Mr. Snowden, who revealed about the NSA intercepts and all of the things that they are doing. If you haven't read what he has exposed, do read it. It is absolutely amazing. And more exposures are being made by people like Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, David Icke, David Wellcock, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, and many, many more people and prophetic beings out there that are being heard today. Now, I'm not saying that everything that these people say is true. Some of these things you have to put on your back burner and wait and see, or you will be maybe revealed to you right away not to pay particular attention. But nonetheless, these people are becoming more and more popular as they reveal what's really happening in the government and other places. I might mention here one of the things that I discovered as I looked online and in a number of places is that possibly the Ebola outbreak, referred to as the Ebola scare, and rightly so, is one of the reasons this virus was recently released again, because the dark forces, or those forces that we must deal with that pull us down, would like to see us stay in a state of fear, because fear keeps people from absorbing light. They fear our light. They realize that we still don't know how much light we can carry and emanate. And so they do whatever they can to make us fearful. And in one source, I think it might have been David Wilcock, he says, this time around, the Illuminati will not achieve anywhere near the measure of negativity intended, nor did their other relatively recent attempts to devastate Earth's population produce it, because now people are ignoring. They're not so fearful. They're not afraid that they all have to get their flu shot or they're going to die. He says, it became obvious that since only a few deaths occurred a few years ago when SARS, the avian flu, the swine flu, and its reissue as NIHI happened in turn with global publicity about a feared pandemic, it was learned that this just wasn't true. Very few people died. And in fact, this person says that the angels or higher beings of some sort neutralized the viruses in the vaccines that were designed to spread and rather than prevent those diseases. And so the efforts were total failures. He quotes somebody, I'm not sure if I should even say his name, but I will. It's Henry Kissinger. He quotes as saying, we need to decrease the population and get rid of so many useless eaters. So is that what you and I are, a useless eater? So I thought that was very interesting on the things being exposed today. And the answer to all of these things we'll be talking about in a few minutes.
Many of you have written your letters to the Karmic Board recently, and there is now the answer from on high for each and every one of you, beginning to unfold naturally, gracefully, magnanimously in your world. Why, few among mankind even know outwardly that this great and august body of the Great Karmic Board exists, yet you do, and therefore there is. Do what you have written now, an answer from the Lords of Light, from these magnanimous divine ones who give so much to humanity by offering themselves on behalf of mankind to adjudicate the highest aspects of the laws of both karma and of grace, mercy, and compassion in your realm.
Just briefly, I want to mention who the Lords of Karma are. The Karmic Board is a body of 8 ascended masters who are assigned the responsibility to dispense justice to this system of worlds that we are in. We are really part of the Milky Way. On behalf of every life stream, they are divine intercessors who serve as mediators between people and their karma. All souls pass before the Karmic Board. They pass before them and they pass before them after, before and after each incarnation on Earth. They receive their assignment and their karmic review. So this happens before and after each lifetime. The Karmic Board assigns souls to families and communities where their karma is most likely to be taken care of, or they're most likely given the greatest opportunity. So it is very important that you don't have even any mild dislike towards anyone. I read this by another master here recently. It's not good to have even a mild dislike towards anybody that you meet, or you may be meeting them again in the next lifetime. So they work, the Karmic Board works in consonance with each individual's I Am Presence in Christ Self, and they determine when the soul has earned the right to be free from the wheel of karma and ready to ascend for good.
Therefore, this day, Pallas Athena, on behalf of the ray of the emerald fire of God, of living truth, stands forth to complement, to augment, and to accelerate this action by the grace of God that comes forth at my behest. And there is the power of truth manifest, the power of the rays, and the verities of God flowing and bestowing through all manner of God miraculous means. This action for the awakening of mankind en masse across the earth.
Just quickly, I want to tell you who Pallas Athena is, that he mentioned. She works very closely with another Master Hilarion. Hilarion is Master Hilarion is a Paul the Apostle that you read about in the Bible, and he came back as Hilarion, and he kept that name, Master Hilarion, we call him, and he's a great healer, and he works with Pallas Athena, and she's also called the Goddess of Truth, and she is a tremendous being of light who ensouls truth. She's the twin flame of another master named the Maha Chohan, who is the representative of the Holy Spirit to the earth, and together they are kind of an, which I would call an indomitable pair in defense of the truth, and they are working together to expose the truth and help light bearers on earth who require this help. So a lot of things that we're going to be hearing about, or we may not hear about them until the media gets with it, but a lot of things are happening behind the scenes where people are being exposed, their actions are being exposed, and things are happening to change this planet. So we'll go on now.
Blaze for the light now! Blaze for the light now! Blaze for the light now, O angels of healing, wholeness, truth, and the virtues of the Emerald Way, which are enlivening all and allowing a higher form of vision to emerge from within the third eye, the all-seeing eye of God within each heart friend, every light bearer, every sovereign and divine being who calls God as the great I Am, Father, Mother, Blessed One. This action will continue throughout this day, and as you consciously engage in visualizing perfection and originating through your own vision center, truth, victory, and virtue, it will be so in a more powerful and maximizing way during this cycle. Why, you may use any Wednesday if you choose, or any day of the week, to accelerate the ray of victorious healing and vision. You may do it to a new heart mindset, through a heightened form of divine perception whereby you see clearly what God sees, and you allow that seeing that the great all-seeing eye manifests to emerge as the most natural and wondrous and beautiful manifestation in your world. You literally see into reality the higher form of heaven, and these arise by the conscious application of your will, coupled with your wisdom, and this blending of the blue and the yellow into the green, dearest one, from within your own sacred mind and third eye center.
At this point, I'd like to ask any of you who are listening, who have a question, or would like to contribute something that you have heard or seen or observed during this time of change that is occurring on our planet, that you would like to share with us. Just hit star 6 if any of you would like to share or ask a question. Okay. If there are no questions or no contributions at this time, I will just share a couple of things that are rather amazing that you might like to know. For one thing, let me just ask you, does life, for some of you, seem to be getting more challenging Have your emotions been more intense lately? Does it seem like there are more thoughts racing through your mind? Have you noticed that you're more tense for no apparent reason? Have you been feeling a vague or not so vague sense of anxiety? Are you finding it difficult to get a good night's sleep? You seem to be compelled to keep busy. Are you feeling a mysterious sense of urgency? Do you have less patience with people or with situations? Do you find yourself obsessing more over various things? Have your moods been shifting quickly from optimistic to discouraged, from delighted to depressed or downhearted? Does it seem harder than it used to enjoy life? Anybody experiencing that would like to share? Well, I have. I have gone through these things, and I think today I'm at a good point, but it's a challenge. There are times when it's very challenging. If you're experiencing some or all of these things, I want you to take heart, because believe it or not, it's a sign that something very positive is happening to you and to the planet. And these symptoms are, in most cases, a byproduct of an extraordinary spiritual awakening or consciousness shift that planet Earth and humanity are currently undergoing. And this awakening has been prophesied for ages, and it has been called the Great Shift, the Planetary Ascension, the Quickening, an Evolutionary Leap, and an Awakening to the New Consciousness. And the essence of all this is that we're moving actually to a higher vibration and level of consciousness. We're moving to a more spiritually involved state, free from many of the individual and collective problems that we have been going through right now and for a long time. And this is we're going into a time that will be characterized by unity, peace, cooperation, compassion, love and light. And I'm just saying, God, bring it on. We are ready. And
Donna,
this is because a huge increase of divine light is being poured into our atmosphere, even as Servatus and his angels and helpers were pouring light into it, our atmosphere on that day in June of this year. And ever since then, we've gotten message after message, heart stream after heart stream from various angels and masters pouring light into our atmosphere, and and it must be happening all over the place because there are so many people reacting in these states of anxiety and other states that I just mentioned. For many individuals, this process is triggering some of the most unaware difficulties. Their emotions are magnified, their physical tensions are magnified, everything is being amplified, especially our emotions. So you will see tremendous things, tremendous upward spirals and tremendous downward spirals as one goes in against the other. It's like Mother Earth is having labor pains. And labor pains are not fun, as many of you who are women on this call will remember. They are not fun. And when they're over, only then can we rejoice. But you have to stick with it. You don't stop in the middle of a delivery, do you? So let's go on a little bit further here.
Hey, Donna?
Yes.
As Pallas Athena and her legions of...
Yes.
Donna, this is Marlene. I can relate to everything you've just talked about. I recently started a job in April, and I'm working with maybe five women in my department, along with some male inmate prisoners. And I'm finding that I have more drama with the women employees than I do the male inmates. And it's really, really thick, the tension that I feel while I'm at work. And it takes every energy in my body to just keep the peace and harmony within myself. So it's kind of, when you described all this, I said, oh, it's not just me, it's everywhere. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing what you're going through, because people need to know that they're not the only ones. We tend to want to hide what we're going through because we think we're supposed to be so spiritually mature, but it's a tremendous challenge. And we're going to talk a little bit about the solutions here in a minute, but thank you, Marlene. That's very helpful.
All right. Daniel Peterson has something, too. It's a little more academic. There's a huge book out by Steven Pinker, 802 pages with full of footnotes, called The Better Angels of Our Nature. And he said it's easy to discern that violence has gone down on this planet. A couple hundred years ago, one or two European countries would be fighting. So people are getting carried away by seeing pockets of violence. The inner cities have less violence, so we shouldn't see things through the filter of the media and think we're going to hell in a handbasket. Okay, that's it.
That's for sure. That is so true. We are, the media causes us to focus on all the bad things that are happening, and we tend to think exactly what Daniel said, that we're going to hell in a handbasket. But the increasingly high level energy levels on Earth are actually producing such a normal number of anomalies. I read by this one, I can't remember which master this was, it said, achiness, mood swings, urgency to act upon impulses, nervousness, confusion, fatigue, forgetfulness, chest congestion, nausea, rash, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea, general weakness. All of these things are occurring to people right now. And the biggest cure for this is by two or three other people that I read, is light. Light and love. One said, get the love by getting light. Get the light by giving love. And those are the two words that I would encourage you to remember the most from this class, is light and love. We'll go on a little bit further now with Servatus.
Truth. With Hilarion now also affirming this action, standing and delivering the powerful aspects of this ray around the world, you may see a greater action of exposure and some being called to task even by the Lord God by the exposure of what they have done in secret, which is not of the highest order or for the blessing of mankind.
Let me just talk to you briefly here about some of the things that have been accused of our leaders. Here's an interesting list. 29 have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71 cannot get a credit card due to bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are currently defendants in lawsuits. And 84 have been arrested for drunk driving in the past year, 2013. Do you know which organization this is? This is our leaders. These are among our 535 members of the United States Congress. The same group of idiots that some people call them idiots, that crank out hundreds of new laws each year designed to keep the rest of us in line. And I was just amazed when I read that. I looked up crimes of our leaders. And you can find all kinds of things that are being exposed right now. All of these, by the way, have been exposed. They've all been exposed. They've all been online, but the media is not necessarily reporting them. There are all kinds of exposures that I do see from time to time on Fox News, especially of Democrats that are spending the money, the tax money that they get in certain ways that they have of doing this, to take vacations, golfing vacations, by taking somebody with them on the vacation that they are trying to influence, so supposedly, except everybody and their uncle and aunt go along on the vacation. So these are a few things that are being exposed, and there's a lot more. I think if Barbara was on tonight, she could share with you a lot more, because I've gotten some interesting emails from her exposing a lot of stuff going on. So, Barbara, if you're there and you have anything you'd like to share about stuff going on in the government, I know you've kept up with it, feel free to hit star six. Okay, then we'll go on.
We reveal what is necessary. We expose what is required for you to live in your integrity, for you to be one with God at your core. Now, blessed ones, it is up to you to live your truth, to walk in the way of truth, to aver here and there and everywhere who you are as a God-conscious and self-realized one, naming God as the great I am that I am in your midst, and affirming through all manner of cosmic, creative affirmations the truth of your being, moment by moment, day by day, in your work and service, in your play, and in all that you do, to simply be a son, a daughter of God. I now spread my wings of light around the world and grace this planet in a joy field of beingness, in a radiant flow and flowering of wholeness. So be it. It is manifest by the grace of God at the direction of the higher legions of light, and even the seraphim and cherubim, the thrones and minions, powers, virtues, principalities, and those who serve the one God at the altar of the Most High. I am Servatus. I have come because you have called me in your preamble and through your living and loving heart's fire. God bless you and seal you ever in the light, and good day.
I want to mention here before we close that when those sensations or conditions are due to the heightened vibrations changing cellular structure from carbon-based to crystalline, healthy individuals quickly adjust and symptoms disappear until the next energy surge, which is followed by another rapid adjustment, and so on. And the more light that you take into your body, the healthier you will be. In fact, this quote that I have here says that you cannot become ill if you have enough light in your body. And when we are fully in to the crystal golden age, we will stay well. We will not have the stress, the anxieties. And also, the other thing to remember is whenever you feel like you're going into a stressful situation or that you feel anxiety, stop for even a minute and meditate. Visualize the light. And I wanted to share with you tonight something that will help your brain, because we feel confused a lot of times. If you would learn to take a great big breath and hold it and push down so that the air goes fully into your lungs, and it's like forcing the air into the alveoli of your lungs, just like when you blow up a balloon, it forces that balloon to get bigger. As the air, the oxygen goes into the alveoli of your lungs, it is forced into all of your blood vessels, and immediately you get more oxygen into your brain. In fact, when I first started doing this, my ears would get real hot. But now I can do it, and it not only calms me down getting all that oxygen, but I think 10 times more clearly. If you happen to have one of those little mini trampolines and you sit on it and bounce, or you stand on it and jump lightly and also hold your breath for 30 seconds during part of that time, this triples the effect of holding your breath and pushing down. So if you hold your breath, push down, count to 30, jump gently on a trampoline, or bounce on it sitting in a sitting position if you can't, don't think you can jump. Amazing things happen. Another thing that will help your brain and help you calm down is walking for at least 20 minutes, three times a week. I read these amazing research papers that indicated that when you did that, you prevented or you reversed Alzheimer's and you reversed dementia. Now, many, many people that are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia now, like we've never had before, are not active people. They sit. They are not moving. They do not get enough oxygen. They do not breathe right. And then, of course, there's many other things I could tell you that you could do nutritionally. But for the state of anxiety or stress that we are dealing with, the challenges that we have today in our fast-moving world, and the aging that we're all experiencing, if you would like to know more about saving your brain and saving your emotions, feel free to contact me, and I will send you the information that I have. It's more easy if I can send it by email, but I will even mail it to you by snail mail. Just let me know. So now I'm going to ask anybody who might be on the line that would like to close in prayer for us tonight. Doesn't have to be a team member. Anybody who would like to close in prayer and seal tonight's class. And then any of you who would like to stay after class for prayer, we have some important things to pray for tonight. Feel free to just hit *6 and share with us your prayer requests. So would anybody like to seal tonight's class in prayer?
Donna, this is Barbara. I would be
okay,
happy
Barbara. If you would like to close for us, that would be great.
Yes. Thank you, beloved Servatus. We are so grateful for your great love and the work that you do that helps so many. Help us be mindful of your presence and remember to call on you to help us and to help those who need it. Whenever we see a situation that requires healing intervention, watch over each one of us this week and in the days and weeks ahead. Help us take more responsibility for our own personal well-being and health, and work diligently to take care of our body temple. We call upon our own body elementals to rise up and assist us to be more conscientious in maintaining right diet and healthy exercise and positive attitude and de-stress so that we can be our very best selves every single day. We thank you for this opportunity, and we are grateful that you're with us always. Amen.
Amen. I just want to throw in one last thing here. There are 5 steps that I saw, I just now saw them, that you can do that will keep you from succumbing to the challenges I have to experience. The first one is meditate daily. And if you have any questions about how to meditate, we've got all kinds of answers. The second one is to stay centered. While you're going about your day, try to remember as often as possible to shift your attention back to that calm inner center that you touched upon in your meditation. And when I say meditate daily, the only way you're going to do that is if you write it down on your do list. and you do it first thing, and you also, it's very helpful to do it last thing before you go to sleep, so that the masters can take you to their retreats, teach you. Thing is to learn to trust in higher guidance, in other words, to trust in your Father, Mother, God. Best way I know to do that is to get on our broadcast in the morning, get on our broadcast at all different times, learn what our schedule is, and get in on our free opportunities to hear the masters. The fourth thing is get plenty of vitamin B complex and raw food. Raw food, especially fruits and vegetables, not raw meat, but raw food carries the most light. The thing, remember that these are extraordinary times, and whatever is happening, thank God for it, be positive, and praise Him, and that praise, especially communicate with your Father, Mother, God, and thank them for you at all times. Does anybody have anything else to contribute? Okay. Be sure that you have pressed star 6 if you're not talking. And if you would like to share a prayer request, hit star 6 to talk also.
Donna, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
I'd like you to continue to pray for Lynn Schneider, who's been recently diagnosed with cancer, maybe the liver.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of hernias that have to be operated on, too. So please pray for her.
I will, and she did call me, and I told her to be sure and let me know when she can come to Sulphur Springs, and I will help her. I need to see her and talk to her face-to-face. She only lives about 20, 25 minutes away, so she's going to try to do that. Okay, do we have any more prayer requests?
Donna, this is Richard Zemak from Detroit.
Hi, Richard.
I would pray for the confounding of the tongues and the confusing of the minds of the ISIS conspiracy worldwide, and especially in Iraq and Iran.
Okay. Middle East, in other words.
Yes.
Right. Okay, good, Richard. If you're on the line now, hit star 6 because I hear a lot of static. Okay. Do we have any more prayer requests?
Yes, good evening. My name is Anna from New York. If you would please pray for me that I find the right job for
the right job.
Thank you.
And Anna, what kind of job are you looking for?
I'm in technology, but I would like to find a job where I can serve and where I can make a difference.
Okay, that's wonderful. Wonderful, Anna. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, Joyce. Blessings to you.
You too. Okay,
thank you.
Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna. It's Lola.
Oh, hi, Lola.
Hello. Yeah,
hi.
I came in kind of late, but I want to thank you and everybody, Barbara, everyone, for the wonderful prayer meeting tonight. I guess the same thing, just pray for all of us throughout the world to have peace and calmness in our hearts and try to listen to everything you said about maintaining, being centered and healthy so that we can offer positive actions in this world instead of negative actions.
Wonderful. That's very, very important. Thank you so much, Lola.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Welcome.
Donna?
Yes.
Donna, this is Marlene. I have a friend. Her name is Terry.
Uh-huh.
And on April 10th of this year, her only child, a son who is 42 years old, died when a 82-year-old lady hit him head on while he was on his motorcycle coming home from work.
Oh, dear.
And this man who died lived in Ferguson, Missouri. And we all know what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, if you watch the news.
Yeah.
Recently, this man's mother just came down here to visit with me, and she's just so heartbroken. The lady that actually hit and killed her son was only charged with failure to yield to traffic and got a $50 fine and still has her driver's license.
Oh, my
word. And so, because Carrie lives in the St. Louis area and she sees all what's going on in Ferguson, and nobody, you know, the community didn't make a riot when her son was killed. You know, there's no community, you know, standing up against the injustice of what happened to her son. She's really dealing with a lot of pain, and she would just sob morning, noon, and night when she was here. So I'd like to have prayers for her healing.
Her healing. Okay. Yes, I can imagine. I wish she could talk to the Long Island medium, who would, I'm sure, bring her a lot of comfort. But anyway, we will.
Well, I know David had sent me an email when her son died, and said that as soon as he died, he went up, 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 straight to heaven. The angels just took her son straight there. So
wonderful. Just help her to try and rejoice for her son, because he's in such a wonderful place.
Yes. I told her that he is still with her, that she just needs to connect and feel his presence. Because he is loving her as she goes through this healing process.
That's so true. Okay, any other prayer requests?
Yes, Donna, this is Barbara. I would request prayers for my daughter, Regina Guccione.
Yeah.
She's out of work right now, and she's looking for a job in the library sciences field.
Okay.
She's applied for several and doesn't have anything yet. So.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I have a prayer request here from Lee Lippert. She says, please pray for my granddaughter's best friend, Domiana, as her husband, Freddie, died in a plane crash yesterday evening in Las Cruces, New Mexico. He was the pilot of the plane, which was a medical plane. There was a patient and two nurses, and they all perished. They had just left Las Cruces on the way to Phoenix, and evidently there was a problem with the plane, as Freddie was on his way back to the airport to find out what was wrong. And the runway was just across the road from where the crash occurred. The landing gear was down. The plane was engulfed in flames. And pray for the family and friends. They are all young families. Domiana is 7 months pregnant with her child. So Domiana's husband, Freddie, died in this crash, and she's expecting her second child by him. And she has to have a cesarean because of the way the baby is being carried. So we will pray for her, and I thought I'd mention that so you're all familiar with it when we mention her name. We namely want to pray for Domiana
and her baby.
I mean, she's 7 months pregnant, so we want to pray for her and the new baby and all of the families involved in this plane crash. Is there any other prayer requests? We have any other requests?
My friend Claire Foshi needs a job too.
Claire, okay. How do you spell Claire's last name?
Foshee.
Okay, she needs a job also. What kind of job?
Oh gosh. She's been in security work, and she's also done retail work. She just needs something right away because she's running out of money and she doesn't have any income.
Okay. All right. Got her down.
Barb, what happened to our friend that we were praying for, who's kind of, I mean, we talked about the other night, Marlene's program, but...
Catherine Shade.
Melody or whatever her name is, whose husband has kind of control over her, and she doesn't, is giving her car away.
Melanie DeVue. Yes, let's pray for both of them.
Okay.
Melanie DeVue and also Catherine Shade.
Okay. Melanie needs solutions to her, let's see, how should we say this and be discreet? Melanie
domestic
needs solutions.
Issues.
What?
Domestic issues.
Yeah, for domestic issues and for her getting well. Domestic issues and health.
And health, right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's Melanie. And then for...
Catherine Shade.
Catherine Shade, pray for her mental health and living situation. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to give these out. Let's see, I have Barbara, I have Donna Dregan, and I have Marlene who can help me, and I'm here. So there's four of us. Do we have anybody else from our team with us tonight?
Letter K.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to just divvy these out. Barbara, if you will take Rebecca's request for Lynn Snyder, who has...
Okay.
Yeah?
Liver cancer and hernias.
Yeah, possible. Those. She's also struggling with alcoholism. She's been off of alcohol, she says, for 2 months. But we just need to pray for her well-being.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pray for Richard's request. He's praying for regarding the ISIS situation in the Middle East.
Okay. All right.
And Donna Dregan, are you still there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you take Anna's request for the right job? She's had a background in technology, but she would like to get a job where she is serving and working, you know, in a more face-to-face situation with people. And then if you would take Lola's request for just general peace in the world and calmness, you might pray for Lola's sister, Shola, and Lola both for their just for their well-being and their families. I don't know Shola's husband Nick. I hope he's got. I know he's had some struggles. So you might pray for Lola's sister, Shola, and Nick, and for peace in the world and calmness, and however you feel led there. And Marlene, if you would. Oh, let's see. That's you already. I think I'll give you Terry, Marlene's friend, whose only child died in this motorcycle accident. You heard Marlene explain that, and she's going through a lot of pain at losing this young man. And then Marlene, if you would take Barbara's request for Regina Guccione, who's out of work and would like a job in library science. And Marlene, if you would also take Domiana, who is 7 months pregnant and her husband has just died. Her husband, Freddie, just died in a plane crash, and there were other young families, and they all perished. So, Marlene, are you still there?
Wow. And it turned out to be...
Okay, Marlene, if you're not there,
I'm here.
Got them? Okay, good. Did you get those last two? Domiana...
Domiana and Gina.
And Regina, right. If you'll take those. And then
I'll
take the last few. Okay. We'll start with you, Barbara.
Okay. Oh, beloved Servatus, beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and all the healing angels, please place your electronic presence over Lynn Snyder and give her comfort and peace and healing. We call to her body elemental to stand up and to help her to deal with her liver cancer and her alcoholism and her possible hernias and all the many challenges she has to her physical health in the most positive way possible. Help her to get the right caregivers and medical personnel involved that will help her the most, and to give her comfort and sustenance and peace at this difficult time. And we call the beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to transmute the cause and core of the karma behind all these conditions and to give her peace of mind and heart. We thank you, and we know you are always with us, and we are so grateful. I call now to beloved Archangel Michael in faith, to Mighty Estrella in purity, to Godfrey, to beloved Lanello and K-17 and all the legions of heaven for the confining and containing of the energies from the group known as ISIS that is operating in the Middle East and around the world, causing chaos and carnage and mayhem. We call for the binding of the energy behind this as far back as it goes, even to other planets. And we call for Mighty Estrella to lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame in through and around this energy and to confine it, contain it, and hold it harmless. We call for the opening of the third eye of those in government, in law enforcement, to perceive the truth of what's going on behind the scenes and to make wise judgments on how to counteract these demonic energies. We call for courage on the parts of everyone and for good people everywhere to stand up and say no to this type of energy. We call for the great flame of love from the heart of our beloved Lord Maitreya to enfold each and every person around the world, and especially in the Middle Eastern countries, to saturate them with the flame of divine love. We call to the beloved Buddha of the ruby ray at the heart of the earth to project that energy from his heart into the heart of every man, woman, and child on this planet, and especially those in the Middle East, and especially those involved in the group that identify themselves with ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Hamas or any other groups that advocate violence and destruction. Change their hearts and minds, we pray, and deliver each and every one of us from our own dark thoughts and let them be turned into pure light. We know this is possible, and it is accomplished by thy grace, O Lord. Amen.
In the name I am that am, we call to Lanello for the perfect job for Anna. If not tech work, then let it be working for her divine plan, serving face to face with people, which is God's will. Give her strength and courage and patience. In the name I am that am, we call for Maha Chauhan to overshine, as well as Jesus and Magda to overshine Nick, the husband of Shola, and Lola, to bring peace and harmony and comfort to their hearts, that they will feel that life is doing exactly what it needs to be doing in this place and time. And we also ask that the comfort angels and goddess of purity work with Marlene's friend Terry, the comfort angels, to comfort her as she is grieving for her only child. Take her to the realms while she sleeps that she may understand that there are greater plans and that her son is just fine. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary, beloved healing angels, beloved Servatus, to be with Barb's daughter, Regina, that she find a job in the library science field, and that she may be continually blessed with her personal abundance. And we call to the healing angels to be with Leela's granddaughter, Dominia, and help her through her pregnancy as she is in her seventh month for her new baby to be. And we ask for her soul to be comforted by her friend Freddie, who has recently died in a plane crash and where everyone on the plane also passed on. And we just want to comfort her and support her as she goes through this pain, that the healing angels may surround her 24/7, and that this pregnancy may come to having a healthy, happy baby, and that this soul also may receive love and light from all the ascended masters and angels and archei. We thank you. Amen.
We call in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit to those angels who help us find jobs. And we know that there are many out there that just want us to call on them. So I pray for those who are guiding and helping and directing Claire Fauchy, for her to realize their presence and their help in finding that job, which is just exactly up her alley. That she will find that job in security or in retail or in technology or whatever it is that she should do as quickly as possible before she's completely out of funds, that she will find that right place to live, that will be easy for her to access her job and what all that needs to come with it, that she will have the training that is required for that job and that she will learn the ropes of it quickly. We pray for Melanie DeVue today, for her domestic situation, her challenges there at home, and her mental challenges that she's had, and her health physically in all ways to improve, and for her to call upon her Father, Mother, God without failure to be with her and help her throughout the day. We pray for her to do those things that she already knows to do to help herself. We pray for her total healing immediately. We also pray this for Catherine Shade. We pray for her to get the correct mental assistance and health and help that she requires at this time, and for her living situation there with her parents to improve. If she needs to move and if her parents need help, we pray for the parents and all of them, because we know relationships right now are strained as it is during this shift period. So we pray for the relationships of everyone that has that is on this call and that has been on this call and that we have been praying for the families and all involved to be completely and totally made and put in alignment with Almighty God and His tutelage through His angels and masters that help us and continually ask us to call upon them. And I would pray tonight for everybody that's been on the call and all who have been helping with these prayer requests to pull down the light, to to allow it to fill their hearts with love, compassion, mercy, harmony, and to send that back out to this world, knowing that they cannot outgive the Lord, that the more light they send out, the more they will receive. So we pray that for all of us tonight. Again, in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Donna.
Yes.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks,
and Barbara,
everyone.
And everybody. Thank you for all your prayers. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And we will begin on September 25th, so circle that. And we're this time the master that we're going to be sharing with is Hercules. And we just heard him the other day. He's got a fantastic message to give us. Circle
oh,
it.
Great.
Back for Hercules.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good
night.